Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and welcome to Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
One day after Pinch Punch, first of the month. And where does that expression come from? Well, apparently it was that first great US president, George Washington, who used to meet Native American tribes on the first of each month and would supply them with punch with a pinch of salt added to it. Hence Pinch and Punch on the first of the month. I wonder how long that tradition went on. And then, of course, we had the Poisson d'Avril yesterday. You remember the tradition was linked to festivals such as the Hilaria, Latin for joyful, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, which was, of course, the first day of the year in the old calendar, and also when Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. Well, we certainly had all of that yesterday. We touched on the jokes last time, but actually, now that we have such a lot of fake news, newspapers are having a bit of difficulty as they write these stories because some readers will believe what they read, and that, of course, could be damaging to their mental health. And that could lead to no end of problems. Back in the 1950s, when newspapers dominated and there was only limited television, it was easier to pull the wool over people's eyes. The most famous instance of that was in 1957, when the highly respected current affairs programme on the BBC reported that a Swiss family was harvesting spaghetti from a spaghetti tree. You should look it up on YouTube. It's black and white. It's priceless. We hear the most trusted voice of television of the day, Richard Dimbleby, who commentated on all royal events, weddings, funerals, elections, etc. And here he is telling us in all seriousness about a family in the Italian canton of Ticino in Switzerland who have a spaghetti farm, producing enough for them to enjoy fresh pasta spaghetti brought to the table when they want it. Back then, the Brits, of course, didn't know much about exotic foods like spaghetti. The nearest we got was spag rings in cans. But some people actually contacted the BBC to find out how they could grow spaghetti trees. These days, with social media and so much rubbish being published, it's pretty hard to sort the wheat from the chaff. Well, I scoured the papers yesterday, but only came up with seagulls choosing to live inland, but I think they've been doing that for some time, so it wasn't really a story. And of course, it's dangerous to raise people's hopes or frighten people, so harmless fun is not quite as harmless as it once was. One thing I can categorically say is happening are two lovely concerts this weekend. A vibrant, charming and accomplished chamber ensemble, a duo, Karolina Mikolajczyk and Ivo Jedibniecki. Winners of Grand Prix and first prizes at international music competitions across Europe, who've performed at Carnegie Hall, Guangzhou Opera House and Warsaw Philharmonic, as well as South America, Cuba and the Middle East. Well, the duo's performances are described as perfect and mature, yet luminous and filled with youthful vitality, and you can see them on social media. They have a great following on Facebook and YouTube. Karolina plays a Duke London violin from 1776 and Ivo a Piccini Sirius Millennium accordion. They'll be playing Vivaldi, Pandereschi and a favourite of mine, Piazzolla. That's at Naughty Cat at 6:30 on Friday, quite near to the lovely village of La Roque-Saint-Cernin. And they'll be operating a shuttle service from the village to their lovely house. Then on Saturday at 5:30, the same concert at La Bordère at Caillavette. Price €25 and there will be refreshments. Tickets through the office of Tourism de Lector.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
You'll enjoy it. See you next time.
DFM 930.com.